Starting in about 2 minutes. NFB time is always on time. We try to. We had one little glitch today, but we figured it out. So we get it done. We get it done. So 3:58, 2 minutes will start. If you are here for the presentation, why I'm a Federationist, it may be somewhat emotional for me, and it may not. I may throw a little story in there or two, and I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about why I'm a Federationist. So we'll be starting in just about a minute or two. Thank those who have attended the entire convention. I know some of you attended everything, which is somewhat incredible. Some came in and out, which is fine. Some attended one thing. That's great. As long as you learn something from this, we are your organization. It's not mine. It's not Linda's. It's not the board. It's our organization. We need to hear from you. We need to hear your ideas and thoughts. We need you to step up to the plate when we need you to step up to the plate. We can't do it all. The more members we have, the more things we can get done. The more progress we will make. The more money we can raise so we can attract more ideas and projects. So that's where we're coming from the starting line to the finish line. When you finish the finish line, it's your new starting line. So, all right, it's just about 4 o'clock now. I'll just wait. Let's see. 3:59. Yep, 3:59. And, Michael, here's what I want to do, Michael. When I'm done with my presentation, I want to leave it open, and I'll make that announcement later, too. Leave it open a few minutes because some people may want to have a comment or two, and that's fine. I'd rather do it now than at the banquet. The banquet is something special. So I know some people wanted to say a few things and from other states and whatever. So we'll try to do that for a little while.
Yes, sir, we will do.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, with Linda, I just wanted to let you know that I'm here.
Great, great. Did you hear my remarks? And we'll keep this open after I'm done for anybody who wants to make some comments. I know some people said they would, so. And we'll keep it up for a little bit because we have to eat dinner or get ready for eating dinner at the banquet. I think I'm ordering veal and pepper, no bread, on a plate, and a nice bowl of Italian, of course it's Italian, pasta vazzuola. Some people pronounce it pasta vazzuoli, but I think that's what I'm going to order.
That's great, Joe. So we're just going to ask the people to wait until you ask for them to raise their hand, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe.
I think it's about 4 o'clock now. I don't want to start early. But I want to start right at 4. Let me see what time it is on my watch. I think it's 4 o'clock.
It is 4:01.
4:01, which means it's 4 o'clock. I said it a minute early. I don't know why I do that, but I do that. So let me get people's attention. Here you go. Welcome, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the convention as much as I did, and Linda really enjoyed it. She slept through the whole thing, but she's up now. She's up now. Of course, that's a joke. Thank you, Linda. Thank you to all our Zoom administrators, and thank you to all members, non-members who attended our convention. Give us a few days. We'll get an email out to those who are non-members to see if they want to know more information. There is a meeting coming up on December 9th that Mr. Riccobono hosts, and we'll get that information out to all people who are not members yet and want to learn a little bit more about the Federation. So my segment is called Why I Am a Federationist. We've been doing this at our convention for many, many years, and the agenda committee, we figured out who could do it, and they said, you have to do it. And I said, well, okay, I'll do it. And I'm doing it. So they're very strong people. Okay. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution. I want to thank my sons, Joe and Jim, and their wives, Bettina and Kelly, for all their support over the years by volunteering to assist us at state conventions, even at national conventions, working the table a few times, going to the post office, packing up, sounding, whatever, they always did it. So thank you, guys. Special wife. Yes, she is a special wife. Special thanks to my wife, Judy, of nearly 43 years. She has made me a better person, has given me the opportunity to provide time to do what I needed to do, to try to do what I needed to do. So, thank you, Judy. Why I am a Federationist. Some have heard this story, but it's worth telling. You'll hear this for the first time. It was in mid-1980s when I was playing goalball and I met David Dinataris. You heard him before on the previous call, how we met playing goalball. He knew my brother a couple years before I met David. David was a student in Belleville High School, and my brother was a teacher there, a blind teacher, teaching biology. So they kind of like got to know each other. But I met David in 1985, 86, somewhere around there playing goalball. And after the goalball session was over, he goes, Joe, yeah, Dave, you got to be my sister. You need the Federation. I said, who's this punk kid telling me what I need? What is he talking about? Oh, wait a minute, the Federation, I heard about them. They're militant and radical. No way. I'm not militant. I'm not radical. No way. Because I had previously gone to a different national organization meeting, which was very coddling. It was just not for me. So I said, okay, Dave, yeah, sure. So Geraldine and her husband at the time came to pick David up, and I met her, and she invited me to their next chapter meeting. It was in Newark, New Jersey, and I said, oh, that week, I know I'm busy that week. I got scouts. I was a scout leader at that time. So I said, you know, by the way, I'm not blind. I'm only visually impaired. I don't need this militant. I'm saying to myself, I need this militant radical group. And she said something like this, you need it. Take the chip off your shoulder and come to a meeting. I said, oh, yeah? Huh. Just as obnoxious as David is. Must run in the family. So I didn't go. She called me 6 months in a row. And I gave her excuses, some valid, some not. Finally, I said to Judy, if Gerald calls again, I'll go to this damn meeting. I'll go, I'll come home, and that's the end of it. I'm not going to join. Joe, you join everything. I'm not going to join. They're militant and radical. That's what I heard. That's not me. I know you got to join. I said, tell you what. She's coming next month to pick me up. If I go and join, that night, we're going out to dinner. So the day came, and honk, honk, honk. Judy, I'm going. Gerald's outside. Boys, don't get dirty. Dad's taking us out to dinner later. Judy, I'm not going to join. Now I'm determined not to join. No way. So we drive down here, downtown Newark, militant radical. I'm thinking of, oh, my goodness, blind people in front of this hotel with sawed-off shotguns, grenade launchers. Oh, my goodness. And we got there. No one's outside with any grenade launchers. Got in, went up the escalator, went to the room, and met some very friendly people. About 12 of them were there. Excuse me. And I had the most eyesight. Notice I said most eyesight. But I had less vision than them. Who was going to Atlantic City afterwards? Who was going to New York to meet a friend? Who was going out to dinner that night with another, whatever. They were busy. Going on their own on a train down Atlantic City, over to New York. And here I am, always at that time, cane occasionally, sighted guide most of the time. Let me see what this is all about. The president said, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, sure I would. He says, decaf on the left, regular on the right, and all the fixings are in the middle. This is different than the other group. The other group poured your coffee, stirred it for you, kind of like picked up the cup, put it to your mouth. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. All right. So I got my 16-ounce styrofoam mug, and I'll show them I could pour a cup of coffee. I'll just show them. So I poured about 1 ounce to 2 ounces of coffee into a 16-ounce container. And the hardest thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to sip 2 ounces of coffee in a 2-hour period, but I did it. They were talking about different projects and programs and fundraising, and I wanted to be courteous, and I said, I raised my hand, which I can't see, so I learned how to say your name, and they recognize you, and I said my name, and the president said, yes, Joe. I said, look, I'm involved in Special Ed in Town, Scouts in Town, and we do a couple of fundraising programs. I'll be happy to share it with you. And she said, great, bring it to us at the next meeting, and we can discuss it then. Oh, what are they trying to do, hoodwink me to come to a next meeting? There's no way I'm coming back. Just thought I'd be courteous and give them some ideas. Then they played the presidential message, in those days on cassette, and for some reason the cassette player came right in front of me. And Mark Maurer, president, talked, and for a good portion of that presidential release, I thought he was in the room next to me, talking to me about job opportunities for the blind, about the Washington seminar that was going to be coming up soon, about convention, stories on there from people who learned their skills and got jobs. I don't know if I should join or not. I told Judy I wasn't going to join. Before the meeting was over, I put my money down and I joined. Came home, came through the side door, sneaking in. I don't know why I snuck in before. Took my shoes off. Tip, 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 tip. She goes, Joe, you joined, didn't you? No, I didn't join. Joe, you joined. I could tell. How can you tell? I could just tell. Judy, sit at the kitchen table. I sat there, held her hand. I said, Judy, this organization made up of members did not give up on me. They were persistent. I used to call Geraldine an egg, but she was persistent. She didn't give up on me. This is the first time I went to any organizational meeting where the members, which is the organization or organization which are the members, believed in me before I believed in myself. They believe in me. This organization, these members, are going to change my life and change yours and Joe and Jim's. Yes, we're going out to dinner. Anywhere you want to go, anywhere. And the kids picked out friendly, so that wasn't too bad. But anyway, that's my story. Don't give up on people. Everyone on this call, think about this for a moment. This is why I'm a Federationist. Someone invited me to come. I went. It made a difference in my life. I began to care about myself and other people. I began to share the good gift of the Federation with everybody. I began to grow as a person, as an individual. And I wanted to make a difference. That's why you see in my signature, we care, we share, we grow, we make a difference. So important. Geraldine, if you're on this call, thank you for being a nag, actually a persistent nag, a very good friend of mine, and she makes great sesame cookies. Oh, I haven't had a cookie in 4 months, but if she should make them for me for the holidays, if she should, I will devour them. I know I will. So anyway, that's why I'm a Federationist, an organization believed in me. And I try to do that with all our members. I believe in you. Raise your expectations. Live up to your expectations. Live the life you want. Transform your dreams into reality. Absolutely. So many of us, I said, were invited to a chapter meeting or function or whatever. And many of us are still here. So it seems to be important that you spend these 4 days on the phone or spend money to come to state national convention or get rides to your local chapter meetings, go to lunch. It takes time. You can sit home, lay on the couch, watch reruns of Bugs Bunny, if you can find them on TV, I guess. But you made a commitment. So if this is important to you, why are we not sharing the gift of the Federation to others? That's why I'm a Federationist, to share the gift of the Federation to many people. Why I'm a Federationist, as I said before, the members believed in me before I believed in myself. Instead of pat on the back, they gave me a friendly shove. Instead of a little tap on the rear end, they gave me a kick, a friendly kick, to dive into the deep end of the pool. Many of us go swimming. Oh, I went swimming today. You did? Yeah, and you find that they sat at the edge of the pool and stuck their feet in and got their ankles wet. To them, that was swimming. The NSB is like a pool. Some people dabble. Some people go right in and jump off the deep end. Most of us are pretty much in the middle. Let me go in the middle up to my waist or my chest, and I'll be fine. But then you see, you know what, there's more out there. Let me just go one step further and one step further. Before you know it, you're in over your head, but not really, because you have a organization that will help you throw you a lifesaver if you need one. So the NSB is like a pool. You want to jump in deep end right away, dabble in the middle, or put your foot in the water and say, I'm a member of the NSB. I went to one meeting in 17 years. I'm a member. We want to invite everyone to continue their membership, and those who are not members to give me a call, Linda call, go on our website, nsbnj.org, and read who we are. Read what we do. We can only do it with members. Members are the key. All the other stuff falls into place. Members who are dedicated to change their life and the lives of other people. Very important. Again, I'm a Federationist because I look back. I read a lot of history. I like history, especially history of the NSB. There's so many books out there that you can get. Walking Alone and Marching Together is the first 50 years. They have that on Bard. If you get that book, it's a long book. Read a little bit each day. The one I would advise you to get is the one with the original speeches on it. You'll hear Dr. Tenbrook's voice, the young Dr. Jernigan, Mark Maurer. First 50 years, and then we have another book that came out about the 75 years of the Federation. Tons of books out there. You can go to Bard and you'll see it. See a lot of books. A lot of Colonel books are out there. Colonel books are short stories written by people about their experiences being blind. So read the history. So I thank those who came before me, many of them, and without their time and effort, energy and resources, we wouldn't be here today. They built this from 7 states in 1940, 16 people, I believe. On November 16th, you heard Julie read the letter the other day that Mark Riccobono wrote. And look where we are today. 52 affiliates, hundreds of chapters and divisions, thousands of members. We make a difference. I'm a Federationist because I believe that we should be at the table bargaining from the beginning, negotiating from the beginning on web accessibility or equipment for students or whoever. We need to be at the table from the beginning. Very important. I remember hearing this years ago, nothing about us without us. We have so many times manufacturers will come to us and say, here you go, this is what blind people need. You heard Neil Lewis talk the other day about, here, we just invented the toilet for the blind. Well, we've been using toilets forever. We don't need a toilet for the blind. What a waste of time, money, and energy. If they called us, we would have said it's not necessary. Or so many other things they developed. Vibrating shoes, so when you come to a step, you know there's a step in front of you. You have to concentrate. You still need a cane, because how big is a step? Is it 2 inches? Is it a foot? 6 inches, 12 inches. They mean well, but they should come to us first, the National Federation of the Blind. I am a Federationist. Probably this is the most important one here. We are approaching the fifth generation. We're going to our 80th to 100th years. That's our fifth generation. Let me take a sip of water. And we need to have that next generation, that age group between 20 and 50. It doesn't have to be, it could be someone 52, 58, it doesn't matter, 16. But that next generation to learn who we are, what we are, what our organization is about, how we and you can make it stronger, more influential, bigger and better. My job as a mentor to students and whoever I mentor is to have that next generation become smarter than this generation. That's called progress. If they're not, then we failed and we go backwards. That's my goal. Next generation, get involved. Join committees. Call Linda and say you want to be on a committee, or you may want to chair something. We need to dream of new ideas to grow the Federation so we can live the life we want. I am a Federationist because of your support through the rough times and good times. When I needed someone to talk to, you were there. And I know if you needed someone to talk to, we were there, myself and others. I am a Federationist because we don't wait for someone else. Each year I read this poem. It's called A Tribute to Someone Else, and I'm going to do that right now. We were saddened to learn recently of one of the deaths of one of our most valuable acquaintances, someone else. Someone's passing created a vacancy. Someone else was with us for many years and did more of a normal person's share. Whenever leadership was needed, this wonderful person was always looked to find the results. Ask someone else. Whenever there was a job to do, one name was on everyone's list, someone else. It was common knowledge that someone else was generous with their time, effort, resources to many volunteer organizations. If there was a financial need, everyone just assumed that someone else would make up the difference. With the truth known, we all expected far too much of someone else. Now that someone else is gone, we wonder what we're going to do. Someone else left us a model to follow, but we wonder who's going to pick up the slack for someone else. So don't wait for someone else. Easy to do. Get involved. Stay involved. Give us your ideas. Read your emails, please. Go to the website once a couple weeks or a month or two and read it and look at it and make some comments on it, and we'll see what we can do about it. Once you're a member, we want you to be an active member, as the pledge says. Not just, here's my $5, now I'm a member of this chapter. Well, that's okay. $5 is fine, but we want you to be active. And active means what you want to be active. One committee, great. Not a problem. 10 committees, not so great, because you got to divide all your time into 10 different committees. So pick and choose one or two, or one at the first, and go from there. Very important. I am a Federationist because of the following recipe. Yes, I wrote a recipe. And every chapter, every division, every affiliate can follow this recipe. It was in the Braille Monitor some months ago. I forget when Gary Wunder put it there. But I decided to tell you what the recipe is. It's called Federation Favorites. Live the life you want. Best served prior to the main course or as a dessert. Federation Favorites. A full cup of the following. Desire, determination, positive attitude, involvement, communication, philosophy, history. Pour all the above into a chapter, division, affiliate. Stir with love, hope, and determination to transform dreams into reality. Spread on high expectations. Serve to all that are striving to live the life they want. serves the entire affiliate. Callie had, in the previous segment, someone asked her, what is a leader? And I use this all the time. I read it in a book highlighting Dr. Jernigan's life. It was called The Power of Love. I think it was chapter 7. It was his assistant director at the time. His name escapes me. But he put a quote in there from John Quincy Adams, 6th President of the United States. And I love this. If your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, and to do more and become more, you are a leader. If your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. I'm a Federationist because I believe to give people an opportunity to raise their expectations, to treat blindness as an obstacle, to live the life you want. Blindness should not hold you back. Together with love, hope, and determination, we together will transform dreams into reality. This is why I'm a Federationist. As you heard, I'm stepping down. I'm not stepping out. I'll do the best I can under the new leadership of Madam President Linda Melendez. Tonight when we end the banquet and hit the gavel to end the banquet, she is your president. You can direct questions to her and me and anybody else on the board. We're open to everybody. But she will be taking over. And I'll be honest with you, the last year or so, I've been grooming her for quite some time. And she's learned her lessons well. And probably for the last 8 months or so, maybe longer, I'm not sure, she was doing 65% of what I needed to do with my guidance. The emails went out under her name, name recognition. And she has grown tremendously. Her heart is there. Her enthusiasm is there. Her determination is there. All that one cup of this, one cup of that, add one more cup of high expectations. Thank you, Linda. Thank you all. I know we have some time. I thought I was going to take a little bit longer, but I didn't cry. So it's 4:25, so we could keep this open until 5 o'clock. No need to stay on longer then. Of course, if no one has any questions or comments, we can end it sooner. So, Michael, is anybody? Raise your hand, and Michael will read out a number or a name, and we'll take some questions or comments or whatever. Is everybody there? Is anybody sleeping?
Can I put you to sleep? This is Sherry. I want to say congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I've known you for many years. And you have been such a strong leader for the Federation. I've watched you closely, and you have been such a strong orator, always intelligent, always brilliant, kept a good attitude. And even when I talk to you myself, you've always been such a wonderful person to talk to. Your laughter, your sense of humor was absolutely wonderful. So I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you. And if you ever need me for anything, I'm always there. And congratulations, and I want to wish you many, many of the best, and I have you back, so congratulations.
Thank you, Sherry. I know this is being taped, and I'm going to save that. Very nice. Anyone else?
This is Linda Melendez.
Yes, Linda.
I just wanted to say thank you for everything. You have been the big brother to everyone. I've never had a brother and always wanted one. And I'm so glad God gave you me. And I just wanted to encourage Geraldine to raise her hand and to please speak. And she's the one that gave you to us as a gift. Thank you for everything, Joe.
Well, Linda, thank you for those comments. You always wanted a brother. Jane says, why did she get stuck with three brothers? So there's a little difference there.
Joe, Yes.
This is Angela Perrone. You are my mentor. You brought me into the Federation, and that's why I am a Federationist. I love you.
Thank you, Angela. And you have brought so many people into the Federation, too. Thank you. That's what it's all about. We share.
You're welcome.
We provide a gift, and you give the gift to other people. Perfect. So please raise your hand so we can just don't jump in so we can keep some kind of order. Is Geraldine on the phone? Or is she making my sesame cookies? All right, Geraldine.
Here it is.
Is that her?
I'm here.
All right. How are those cookies coming out? You making a triple batch for me?
I did bring my sesame seeds up from Florida, and I'm
right,
making a batch for you.
A batch?
Okay, a batch or two.
All right, there you go. Geraldine, thank you so much for being a really, I said persistent, I said nag. That was just in joking. I was joking about the word persistent. So I'll leave the word nag in there. But I'm glad you nagged me. Because you brought so many people into the Federation that became leaders. And others that just joined and changed people's lives. And I tried to do the same. So one person can make a difference. One little light can shine upon many, many people. A candle loses nothing of itself when lighting other candles. That's
yes.
Thomas Jefferson. I'm in a president quote today. I don't know why. But thank
so
you very
Joe,
much.
I'm sorry. I've also unmuted Carol Castellano. If
okay.
We could give her next at the bite after Geraldine.
Yep. Thank you very much, Geraldine. Don't burn cookies. If you burn them, don't throw them out. I'll eat them anyway. You know me. Thanks, Geraldine.
I want to say, Joe, when I met you, I could see the potential, and I knew that we had something going on, that you could help everyone, and I was right.
Now, be careful when you say we had something going on. People might take that differently.
I knew you would say that. But I could tell.
You know, Geraldine works for me, the skills program. We work with each other, with seniors and stuff like that. So one day, I don't know, my boss came in, or the supervisor came in from Prod, and we were having a little argument back and forth. And Carmen, who was our immediate supervisor,
they muted me.
Remember that? Said something like, "Oh my God, husband and wife fight at work." I said, "We're not married to each other. I thought you were married to Geraldine." No, she's my Federation wife, and now Linda took over as Federation wife, and we have a picture someplace with Geraldine, Linda and Judy and me at the hotel. We were negotiating the contract. So that's going to go someplace. 8x10, Joe and his three wives. So I don't know. But thank you, Geraldine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for continuing. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Again, to everybody, before you put Carol, if you are pleased with me, you can thank Geraldine. If you're not pleased with me, you can thank Geraldine. So there you go.
Evie?
So, Joe, it's Carol.
Oh,
that was
Carol.
Yes, Carol.
I had to unmute my own computer. So regarding, wait a second. Serena and I are in the same room. Okay, so Joe, first of all, business. Regarding the sesame cookies, Castellano 50. Castellano 100. Castellano 200. I want the cookies.
Oh, boy. As soon as this ends, Carol, I'm bringing up a carrot cake for you and cannolis and lobster claws for Serena and Bill. And you can have some.
Now we're going to bring up a carrot cake. Because you said that, I'll say something nice about you. So, Joe, I feel like you and I kind of came up together and became leaders and grew together. And all these years working together on the agendas and, you know, just everything through the year, it was so easy and so much fun. And I do think of you as an older brother, much, much older brother. But I know, seriously, you know, I feel like we really operate as a family, and I'm looking forward to being a big sister, an older sister to Linda, if she would like my assistance.
Absolutely.
It's just been so much fun. I can be in the darkest, blackest mood, and you call up and just start in. And by the end of the call, I'm smiling, I'm laughing. And I'm so glad that you're a Federation.
I'm so glad, too. And you always know when I say, Kyle, you got 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You have to put at least 30 minutes aside. So thank you, Carol. Linda, I think there's a person that wants to talk by the name of Judy. I'm not sure who Judy is. Oh, wait, that could be my wife. Judy, can you hear me?
I'm here.
There you go. Judy wants to say a few words. Go right ahead, my dear.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their generosity and their concern about Joe when he wasn't feeling well, and for me. And I'm about ready to cry. You're all such good people. I love you all.
Thank you, Judy. They love you, too. It's a family, and sometimes families have little arguments and disagreements, but we're family. The bottom line is, how can we help people who are going through blindness? That's the key. And we do. We do. I always said that people say, Joe, how long have you lost your vision? You heard me say this before. I never lost. I lost my eyesight, but I never lost my vision to be hopefully a good husband, a good father, a good earner, a homeowner, a person who volunteers in the community, gives back to people. That's my vision, to be the best I can be to other people. Because if you really strive to help other people, you really help yourself, too. Don't get me wrong. So, thank you, my love. And just so you know, Judy, at 6:30, I think Linda has some special music that she'll be playing.
Welcome.
Special music for my bride. There you go. Okay. Anybody else? We'll stay on as long as we have to, till 5 o'clock-ish.
We have quite a few. I'm going to start with Evie right. And Brian.
Okay. Evie, let's see.
Yes, ma'am. Unmute yourself. He gave you an unmute request. If she's having a hard time, go to the next one.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
Well, there you are. There you are. I hear you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, Evie, how are you?
I'm fine.
Evie, the check's in the mail. The check's in the mail. Don't worry. No,
don't worry. I mean, there were a few influential people that really kind of got me into the Federation. Obviously, you were one of them. Geraldine was certainly one of them. I know we were on an Access Link ride. I think Jack Truhaft had kind of, you know, said, yeah, you're coming to a meeting. And on the Access Link ride back, I don't know, I started complaining about something. And she says, you know, well, maybe you need to get involved. And so here I am, you know.
There you go. Yep.
And I even got engaged at one of the, at the 20.
That's right. That's right.
Convention. Yeah.
That's right. And, yeah, we set that up pretty good. You're,
and I'm still married 6 years later.
He came up to me and says, Joe, I want to, what is it? I want to propose to Evie. I said, you sit right up here. You sit right up here. So Evie's saying, what's Alberto doing up there at the head table?
Yeah.
So during my presidential message, is you never know what happens at our convention. Something's got to happen right now. Alberto, here's the microphone. And he stumbled and stammered just a little bit and proposed to Evie in front of everybody. And she said, if the ring is big enough, yes. No, she didn't say that. But but they got engaged right there during my presidential message. What year was that?
Wait, you remember? He lost his whole speech. He had a whole speech prepared.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's too nervous. what year was that? 2000 and what?
2012. The same year as Sandy.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we had Hurricane Sandy hit. We still had our convention. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing stopping. Ain't no stopping us now.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Evie. Thank you very much.
Take care, Joe. And I'm glad, I'm glad you're not stepping out. So
nope.
Hang in there.
I'm here forever. Yep. Who else is on the call? Just pick a name.
Brian Keene.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Joe. I guess I've known you for a few years now. I wanted to just relate another reason why you're a Federationist. When I had lost my job, lost most of my eyesight, and was in the dumps at the time. I had 5 kids I was raising and lots of things going on. You happened to call because my son is visually impaired as well. And you called to say, hey, we want you to come into the LEAD program. And at that point I said, what's the LEAD program? And you went on to talk about the LEAD program and NFB. And I then said, gee, this sounds, like something to be really good to be in. And I said, well, where are you? And you said, well, we're in all these chapters down in Central Jersey and South Jersey and stuff. But I live in North Jersey. There's nothing up here for me, most northern one was in Newark, which at the time I wasn't doing a lot of transportation, mass transit and whatever. And so you said, well, you could start a chapter up there. And I said, well, sure, why not? How can I do that? He goes, well, it's really difficult. And then you went on to explain it all. And I said, I said to myself, that's not that hard.
That's
I can do that. And I came to the state convention that fall. And we talked it over. And then the next year, I started the chapter up here, the Northeast chapter.
Yep.
And it was all because of you calling for my son in the LEAD program and, extending it to the invite to me in a way. So I just wanted to let you know, there's another reason why you're a Federationist.
Thank you very much. I've
gone on to do many other things because of that too. It was all because of that one time. So congratulations on all your years in the Federation and hope you have many more.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yep. Yeah, I said it was difficult and I showed him how easy it was. I did that on purpose. So I break down the barriers right away. That's not difficult. That's pretty. And we groove him. We didn't start the chapter that week. That next week, I want to make sure that he understood who we are, what we're trying to do, and it's why he came to the state convention. And about a year later, we started that chapter. It's still strong today. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hey, Joe, it's V. Since I'm a co-host, I can't raise my hand.
Yep.
I know I haven't known you nearly as long as some others have, but in 5 years of knowing you, you have really changed me and transformed me into such an amazing leader. I had no idea what I was doing when I walked into a suite and was suddenly president of a division. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I was a little shocked, but I wasn't afraid because I knew that I had your support and the support of so many others. And thank you for believing in me as a leader and believing in the student division. And, I really, really appreciate it. And I'm really glad you're not stepping out.
There you go. I've been at a convention when she just graduated high school, starting college in the fall. And she was coming to New Jersey, lived in Virginia. And she found out where the caucus was. She came in and says, can I stay here? My name is V, Veronica Gasper, and I live in Virginia, but I'm going to go to school in New Jersey. I said, oh, where? Seton Hall. Jane, big Seton Hall fan, my sister. Let her sit next to you. She's a big Seton Hall fan. And I gave her, I think, 1 or 2 chocolate chip cookies.
You gave me 2.
2. So everybody gets 1, but this young lady gets 2. And what did I say? I got plans for you, young lady. 2 cookies means plans. Plans. And I called you up in front of the room to say a few words, and we all welcomed you as a potential new member, and the rest is history. So thank you for your willingness to do what we ask you to do and come up with some great ideas. Keep them coming. Thank you very much.
I'll make you more chocolate chip cookies soon.
Chocolate chip cookies.
you have to eat the sesame cookies first, so Carolyn, you're up first.
Delicious. Who else wants to say a few words? If not, we'll end it.
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Hello.
Wait.
Okay, folks, one at a time. We relax it a little bit to try to allow you to speak, but you have to go one at a time. So you have to state your first name, and then Joe will call on you.
Ward.
Joe Danficini.
I heard Ward and then Dan.
Yes, Joe. I just wanted to make a comment. I go back a little further than a lot of people. Basically, you took this organization that was a mess in the 70s. Believe me, I know I was in it. Made it respectable. You made it viable. You've done a lot to make a big difference. And I just wanted to acknowledge that wish you the best.
Thank you, Ward. And, you know, the 70s was before my time. And I know it was, I read some of the history of this. They had like a president every other week, it seemed like. They never got it off the ground. And it started building a little bit in the late 80s, and then it faded. And Dorothy Cafone became president in 1990, and she really started to build it up quite nicely. And then she left abruptly in 93. I got a call from President Maurer in October, early October of 1993. And I answered the phone and go, good morning, Joe Ruffalo. And he says, Mr. President, good morning. This is Mark Maurer. I said, no, Mr. Maurer, I'm vice president, first vice president. He said, good morning, Mr. President. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, I know he's blind. Is he hard of hearing, too? I wasn't sure. And then he started reading this letter. Dear Mark Maurer, blah, 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 I resign, blah, 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 blah. Then he said, good morning, Mr. President. I said, good morning, Mr. Maurer. And I became president in October of 93. I invited him up to Newark. We had one chapter at that time in Newark, and we had one in Cherry Hill. And Parents of Blind Children was kind of new. So he came up, and he did a live presidential message. And I said in front of everybody, the election is up in April. It's a six-month trial period for me to see if I want to continue with cooperation. Or if you want me to continue or not, you'll vote me out. And we had, in 6 months, we had to do a newsletter, a fundraiser, Washington seminar, prepare for a state convention. And when April came in, this is fun. I liked it. And anyway, that's some of my history there, too. Thank you, Ward. Dan Ficini next.
Joe, I just want to thank you. You know,
yes, Dan.
You've been there for me. It's got to be 25 years now that we know one another.
Absolutely.
You know, you've been a friend. You've been a mentor. You know, we've laughed together. We've cried together. And I just cannot say enough about you.
Absolutely. Well, thank
much
you.
For everything.
Yep. We became close with your mom and your dad and Tara. And I always made a big fuss over Louise's fruit salad. And first time I was at your house, oh, this fruit salad. And the next day, the ring of my doorbell, I don't know if it was you or your dad, handed me this big bowl of fruit salad. And here you go. I said, oh, my God, this is great. So I said, oh, now I can suck him in for some other food. No, I didn't say that. But it was always great going to your house. And it's like part of the family in the backyard, the pool.
Absolutely.
Barbecue. It was great. It was great there. Thank you so much.
Merry
Christmas.
This is Linda.
Joe, it's Linda. Yes, Linda.
So to try and help, I'm going to name the people that are unmuted.
Yes.
So this way they don't overspeak each other, because I know you want to hear what everybody has to say.
Yep.
So
I'll stay on as long as I need to, but not till 6:30, but, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. So next up is Sherry and Jesse Sherrick, followed by Debbie Bloomer, and then we'll get ready for the next batters, guys.
Okay. Sherry and Jesse.
Hey.
I met these guys at North.
Badger people.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're good, Joe. We want to thank you so much for your leadership, and it's been a great convention. We've got to listen into some of it, but I just want to tell your people, you know, Joe is amazing. A couple of years ago, the North Dakota affiliate was really hurting. We asked for a national rep who could provide us a leadership training, and they sent us Joe. And we were a little unsure at first, but, you know, he sat down next to me and he said to me, Jesse, did I do what you guys wanted? Did I give you what you needed? And I said, Joe, we're looking for some more leadership training. And he said, well, come sit next to me. After the convention's over, we'll talk. So Joe spent, I don't know how many hours after the convention was over, staying up with us till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, just talking to us and mentoring us. And since then, he's called us, you know, once a month to help us with our affiliate. He's been my first mentor, and Joe, you mean the world to me. I mean, you love the Federation, and we love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Sherry. That's what we're here for. I mentor you, you mentor somebody else, and before you know it, we become bigger and stronger. That's who we are. Now, when I was in North Dakota,
September.
But someone from your affiliate invited me and my wife go back to North Dakota in January, North Dakota. I said this to myself, yeah, we go ice fishing every day, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Ice fishing. I said, look, my wife doesn't even like to go down the frozen food aisle in ShopRite. She's not going to go ice fishing. So we took a rain check on that, so, or a snow check, whatever.
Now you can come see us in New Mexico.
Oh, that's a possibility. You never know. Maybe I'll be your national rep.
Joe, the next person unmuted is Debbie Bloomer, followed by Brian Mackey. And don't worry, guys, we're going to get to you all. Just be patient.
Joe,
we'll be brief. It's Rick and Debbie. And I first want to say, Joe and I go back to 1993, I believe, or 94, when Joe brought six people from New Jersey up to Connecticut, where I was president and running the convention. And we talked a lot about leadership, a lot about how to be president. I learned from him and he learned from me. And then by God, in 1999, I moved within a quarter mile of Joe. So we've been talking ever since. And Joe, you're a great friend, and we love you, and we'll be looking forward to some pizza very soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, Joe, it's Lynn Linder. I'm trying to unmute Jimmy Bondolin, the person with the last four digits, 8985, and Marcia Gephardt. If you could accept the request, Brian Mackey, you're up next.
Hi, this is Brian and Linda Mackey. Joe, we just want to give you a great big hug and say thank you for bringing us into the NFB. You are the light that ignited Brian, and you were always encouraging and teaching, and you are just one of the best NFB leaders we have had the pleasure to meet, and we're glad you're sticking around. And we know from experience that with Joe's philosophy, one little job leads to two little jobs,
to several,
and couldn't have asked for better. And
give a Shelby oatmeal chocolate walnut cookie.
No problem, guys. No problem. Thank you for your card. I got it the other day. I was going to call you and tell you, but I was going to wait till the convention's over, so thank you. And Brian, executive, one of my last executive orders, 10 feet away from your computer tomorrow. 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up we have Jimmy Vondelin. And again, 8985, please accept your request on mute. And Marcia, you are unmuted. Jimmy, you have the floor.
I just want to say, Joe, I only know you a little bit, but I mean, you're amazing. You're funny, and you know, you're the reason that the Federation is as great as it is. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this and be a part of my first convention. It won't be my last one.
Good for you. And Jimmy, you know, it's a great organization because of you and all the members. I'm just one person. I'm the captain of the ship, but that ship goes nowhere without a crew putting fuel in the furnace. having tugboats get it out to the deep waters. So maybe I steer the ship, but I can only steer it because of you, Jimmy, and all the other members in our organization. So thank you.
Marcia, you're up next, followed by Kristen Pinero. I'm going to send you a request to unmute.
No, it's Marcia.
Marcia Gebhardt. How are you, my dear?
We're doing good. Hi. We're doing good. Much better now that we are on the convention here.
There you go.
Say, you know, 10 years ago, I got Michaela into the Science Academy when she was in fourth grade, 10 years old. When we left, we knew there was something so special here, the NFB, and they said, call your state president. Well, 2 hours later, after talking to you, we knew we
were- 2 hour call, okay.
You're the best. We've always said it. I'd like to say Michaela would be on such a wonderful, wonderful path, and I can't thank you enough. And I know you're going to say it's her that's on that path and is leading it.
That's right.
However, having the background of you pushing me and showing me the way, it just has meant everything to us. Love you, and glad you're not stepping away.
Thank you very much. And remember, you know,
yay, Marcia.
You joined us because of NFB. It's a phrase that I use. Never felt better.
Mm-hmm. And let me just say one more thing. We really never do miss New Jersey NFB.
There you go. Thank you, Marcia.
Hey, Marcia.
So the next one up is Kristen Pinero, followed by 2844.
Hi, so Joe, it's Donna and Kristen Pinero. I wanted to also say, I just wanted to congratulate you, and I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done, and I just wish you well, and I'm happy that you're not stepping down, and I also want to say that I enjoyed your jokes. One of the things
you're the one. Okay, good.
Baltimore trip when they had the cookies and the sodas for everyone, and you said what kind of sodas was like Diet Coke, regular Coke. You said there was also regular and diet water. I think that was one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. Very good. Thank you, Kristen.
It's Donna also. She let me join.
Oh, Donna. Her. Okay, there you go. Donna Pinero.
Yes. I just want to say, Joe, thanks for everything. We've known you for 29 years, and changed my whole family's lives, and we wish you and your family well, and we love you a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that kind words.
2844, you're up next.
All right. Joe, it's Murray. Congratulations on being vice president. We're all glad you're not stepping out. We're so glad you're staying in the Federation. Believe me, Joe, I love you, buddy.
I love you.
Congratulations on being new president of NFBNJ. Congratulations, girl.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your support, Murray. Thank you. The next one that's up is extension 7575.
Oh, I know who that is. That's my Monday caller.
Yes, it is. I just want to say congratulations. I'm glad you're hanging around. You've just done a wonderful job since I've been affiliated with the NFB. You're awesome. I don't have no words to say. I appreciate you so much. I've grown to love you. As you know, we've had some serious talks. And it's just been great knowing you. I hope you'll be around for many, many more years so me and you can still chat on every Monday. I look to talk to you on Monday morning. Be blessed, and I love you.
All right. Don't call me until 11 o'clock. I hope to sleep in the morning. I doubt it.
You got
I doubt it.
It.
It's fine.
You got
no
it.
Problem. No
okay.
problem.
Okay. So the next one, Joe, is 9596.
Hold on. There's a lot of noise.
It's a lot of noise.
Well, that's because I'm unmuting people, Joe, and they're not. And unfortunately, there's noise in their background. So, guys, all if right. you're unmuted, please be mindful of your background noise.
If it's too much noise, we're going to drop the call and go to someone else.
Joe, it's Ellen. I can't raise my hand because I'm a host, but I just want to say thank you that you have offered me so much insight. You always see the best in people and in situations. So thank you, and I'm glad you're still with us.
Thank you very
Joe.
Much. Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe. This is Sharon Manicki. I'm on at 9596. And I don't know if you can hear me or not, but anyway. Okay. So Joe, I'm, of course, live in Maryland now, but I found the Federation when I lived in New Jersey. And I know... because I was there a long time, and I know the great work that you've done. And I just wanted to remind everybody that Joe is the longest serving president of the NFB of New Jersey. And not is he the longest serving, but I think he did it with a great deal of enthusiasm and energy and humor and class. And we love you, Joe. Good luck and stay healthy. And I know that you will be doing great things in the future.
I just want to say someone's got TV or something in the background, and I don't want to unmute everybody that's already muted, but please, if you could...
That's the respect. Otherwise,
otherwise, I'm going to unmute everybody, Joe, and start over.
Unmute everybody, we'll start over.
Let's start over here.
All right, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Way too much noise.
Okay, we're going to start over, and we'll get Joe and Linda, and then just bring back those who haven't spoke yet.
Mary Fernandez is unmuted, so I don't know if you'd like to welcome her to say something.
Hold on 1 second. It's Linda. I'm going through those that are already unmuted. So if you guys could hold on. And then we're going to unmute you guys one at a time. We were trying to do it with Mass Productive so that everyone would get a chance. But unfortunately, it's not working. Mary Fernandez, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. So, Joe, I just want to say thank you for being one of the most generous spirits I have ever met. You truly do believe in everyone, and I do find your jokes hilarious too because they're so bad. My favorite one is still the one about having no hope, no jobs, and no cash. And also, one of the stories I'll never forget about Joe Ruffle is like one day we were on the phone and it was getting late and we were talking about something. He's like, okay, I'm gonna send you this document. I'm like, okay. And he's in his computer. He's like, oh, actually, I'll send it to you tomorrow after 6 a.m. I'm like, what? Why? And he goes, oh, because my computer doesn't send attachments between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And I was like, Joe, well, have you talked to anyone? Like, have you troubleshooted? He's like, yeah, the Microsoft people told me, well, we don't know what's wrong. So just don't send emails between 9 and 6. And now, anytime since then, this was like 10 years ago, anytime I have any unexplainable technology issues, I'm like, oh my God, this is pulling a Joe Ruffalo. So I just wanted to let you know that that's one of your legacies for me. So thank you so much. Love you so much. You're one of the best people I know.
Okay, so I just sent a request for Carlton and Walker to unmute. Guys, there's a lot of people with their hand raised. When you get the request unmute, please answer it. So 8985. Please accept the request to unmute. Carlton Walker, you're up.
Okay, before you go to Carlton Walker, Mary Fernandez was in our lead program, and she found out about the Rock It On program in the first year they were doing it, and Mark Riccobono was then the, I guess he was assistant in the Jernigan Institute. I don't remember his exact title. And it passed, and he talked about it. She says, Joe, I want to go to this. The application deadline has passed. I said, what you need to do is advocate for yourself. He's sitting at the table. Go over there and talk to him. And she did. And he says, if you give me your application in by Monday, we'll look at it. And she did. And she went to Rock It On. Years ago, I was offered a job, which I really didn't want. I was retired, and they tried to convince me to take this job. And she said, we just got a new resume in. And from whom? Mary Fernandez. I said, listen, if I didn't know Joe Ruffalo, and if I didn't know Mary Fernandez, I would hire Mary Fernandez before I hired Joe Ruffalo, because that's quite a recommendation. So she got the job, never got 10% like I was supposed to get, but that's okay. The 10% went to Nordstrom for her shoes. So congratulations, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Okay, wait there.
So, Joe, I just want to give the upcoming batting order. It's Carlton Ann Cook, followed by Serena. Serena, please accept the unmute request, and Tony Santiago, and then we'll get to the rest of you guys.
Yep. Carlton, go ahead, Carlton. Thank you, Carlton, for being the leader who you are. I've learned so much from you.
Joe, you are amazing. And as everyone is saying, you have touched so many lives. And every touch of my life and my blind child's life you made was a golden touch. You made everything better with your heart, your soul, your wisdom, and your love. Thank you.
Thank you. I remember being Santa Claus on Through Her Eyes, and we got your daughter on that phone, and I asked you where you grew up, where your husband, and what was your husband's favorite toy. And I mentioned that. Wait a minute, is your dad? I forget his name. He used to live in. Yeah. I remember bringing him as a little boy Tinker Toys and an Erector set. Dad, he remembers you. That was great. That was great. And you know what? I've gotten a lot of awards over the years. The awards really, they go to me, but they really go to the membership. I can't do this with our members. But the one I'm really, really proud of the most is the Twig is Bent Award that you guys gave me one year at National Convention. That was a surprise, a shocker. You gave it to me that year. I think Gary Wunder and Sharon Maneki. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, Carlton.
You've blessed us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Serena, you're up, followed by Tony.
Serena.
Yeah.
Serena. Say these words. Before we do anything, say, let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets.
All right. She's a big. I remember when you were like 6 years old, I think, something like that. Judy and I bought you a Mets shirt.
I remember that too.
I remember that. Yeah, for your April 9th is your birthday, correct?
Yes.
I don't forget. I look like an elephant and I got a mind like one. No problem. So, Serena.
Oh, yeah. So, I've known Joe for what, 30 something years?
Yeah.
I didn't know, seriously. But I often call him Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my I'm sure you remember this, Joe, when I was going to get my confirmation,
yes.
I had to write an essay about the name that I was going to choose, you know, so people, I guess the teachers wanted to know you were really actually thinking about it. Yeah. So I picked the name Josephine. So, you know, in the essay, I quickly made it clear that this was for a male, you know, a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote about how Joe was my hero, if I remember correctly. And you're mentoring me in the LEAD program. For those of you who don't know, it was a program for blind high schoolers.
Yep. Yep. I remember that. We were in church that day, and when they said your name, Serena Josephina Kuko, I said, wow, Josephina. I wonder why she picked that name. So we got out of the car, got back at your house for some goodies. And we congratulated you. And I said, Serena, you picked the name Josephina. Why? And if I remember correctly, you said because of Joe Cutter and of Joe Ruffalo.
Yes.
And you put a tear in my eye. It's still there. I keep wiping it off, but it keeps coming down my left cheek.
Aw, thanks.
Serena, we're friends forever. Absolutely. Keep up the great work. I'm so glad you're getting more involved in your chapter. That's important. And appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Joe, I'm going to ask for some guidance after Tony. There are at least 17 hands raised, and I don't know how you want to handle this.
We can do this I don't know yet. Let's see. Let's see what that is.
Okay, Tony, you're up next.
About 5:20, we got to end it because I got to get ready for the banquet, whatever that means.
Joe, can you hear me?
Tony Santiago. Yes, sir.
And Jocelyn here. Hi, Joe.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Joe, just want to say that if it's not obvious already, you are a very lucky man. And you have a lot of love around you, a lot of people around you that just completely have a lot of respect and admiration for you. And you're a very lucky man. And hopefully now that you're stepping down as president, not stepping out, but hopefully this frees up enough time for you now to take some one-on-one lessons with me for your computer and your iPhone and your things like that. But I would have to charge you $100 an hour, $20 for the technology, and the rest for all the behavior issues I would have to deal with teaching. All right. So, but anyway, I wish you all the best, and you have my respect and my admiration as well. And
yep.
I hope you have nothing but blessings the rest of your
life. And Tony, I just want you to know, I do have a phone on order through the VA, but then COVID hit, and forget it. So I have to wait for them. You know, for me to get a free phone at it, you got to go through your process, and they, or I mean, I can go buy one, but free sounds better than it.
You don't stress yourself. Don't stress those things. You live your rest of your life, relax, and do the things that are pleasing and enjoyable to you. And keep doing the work. Keep doing the work that makes you feel good.
You got it.
Glad to know you.
And Mr. Santiago's there too. Okay. Thanks, guys. Who's up next? Anybody else?
Linda DeBardinas.
Linda DeBardinas, yes.
Joe, you know how I feel. There are a lot of leaders in that you have created in this federation, and but the meaning of leader, friend, mentor, amazing, comedian, is all Joe Ruffalo.
Thank you very much.
I love you and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm serious when I need to be, but I like to have fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew, yes, sir.
I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've been a great friend. You're a great person. I've learned a lot from you. You're a great leader for NFP New Jersey, and I'm glad you're going to stay on. You're teaching Linda well, and I've see great things for NFP New Jersey, and we'll always be friends, Joe. And
absolutely.
I'd like to thank my NFP family for all the support I've received the last couple of years after my mother's death. And I was in that really bad car accident. All the support I got from my NFP family means so much to me. So thank you very much, and thank you, Joe. You're a great person.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for your service as treasurer. Once the dust clears, after Thanksgiving, we'll figure out transition of goodies. So we'll figure that out. Okay, thank you.
It's Chris
so next
Fun.
In the batting order is Jessica Scannell, followed by 6028.
Joe, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, young lady.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I wanted to start off by saying I've known you for now 32 years, and I am so proud to know you, and I wanted to thank you for all your love and dedication and all your belief in me from day one. And I'm so happy that you're staying as vice president. And we, from behalf of me and my parents, we all love you and thank you for all of the time and patience you've given us.
Thank you. Thank you for being who you are too, young lady, and your mom and your dad, good people. I don't want to tell the story the first time I met you, really officially met you in a swimming pool, and you were the little, and you're a little kid, like 5 years old, whatever the heck you were, and I was near you, and your tube or something hit my stomach, and you said, is that your tube? And you went, oh, yeah, that. And Jerry Reno was laughing his head off. And I said, no, Jess, it's not a tube, it's called a fat belly. And then Jerry Reno was laughing. I had Jerry come over, put his head down. I said, feel this. This is a beach ball. She's feeling Jerry's head. It was totally bald. And she said, and it started talking. And that's Jerry's head. Don't worry about it. So I always say I'm never going to tell that story, but I probably told that story 50 times. So Jess just stuck with that story. Thank you very much.
Okay. The next one is 6028.
Hi, Joe. It's Chris Franz. How are you?
All right, Chris. How are you?
Fine. I still remember when I met you, like in 2008, when you were back at Diamond Spring, and I met Jane the year before, when you were doing some kind of talk there. And I don't remember how you got me to go to a meeting up at that hospital, was it Beth Israel? And it took me a year to go to the convention, and you know my family's not the most supportive anyway. I have a good supportive second family in the NFB. Thanks to all you guys, you helped me get the skills to live on my own and all that kind of good stuff.
Absolutely, we do. And we raised your expectations. Everybody had low expectations of you.
And you guys helped give me a little push with my learning disabilities and stuff.
Yep. No problem. You're a very dedicated member. We appreciate you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyone else?
So, yeah, I'm trying to unmute people. So 646937, please accept the request to unmute.
That's Joanna McConaughey. I memorized that. We're going to play Jeopardy next year. Last four digits.
6408, okay. Accept the request to unmute.
Okay, Joe, it's Johanna and Joey Bacon here. I just want to thank you for developing the at-large chapter and, Rick telling me about it. You have been an inspiration to me and my son. You give me inspiration. You are always there when I need you to talk to you. And I can't thank you enough for all that you do. And you are such an inspiration, and I'm in awe of all that you do for everyone, and I'm so be happy to be part of this family, and my son wanted to say something too.
And did it come
away? There you go, my friend. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jana. That's what we're here for. Family, family, family. Do the best we can. Swing the bat. If you don't go to home plate with the bat on your shoulder, you're not going to get a hit. Swing the bat. I get a hit. Thank you, guys.
Next person that's unmuted is 6408. 3477, please accept the request to unmute. 6408, you're up.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. Joe, I was nice. It was nice knowing you when I met you. I thought you're pretty cool, and all the jokes that you said, and I can't remember half of them, but I think you're a wonderful guy, and hopefully I'll, congratulations you being vice president.
Thank you, sir.
And just really appreciate you, and
okay.
Thank you very much, bro. Just get involved, that's it. Now, Linda, you might get a call from the last four digits, I think, 9234, something like that. A 510
okay.
Area code.
I'm trying to go through all of these numbers.
Yeah.
And I can't lower some of the hands. So I got to remember the last numbers. So the next one is 1031. I'm going to be ready to unmute you. And Julius, you're up next, getting ready to unmute you, Julius. Are you guys accepting the request on mute? Okay, then we're going to move on, Joe.
Yep.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Julius.
Julius, how are you, sir?
Hey, my good friend from Africa. How are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, we're proud of you. And I would like to say congratulations to that long years of service. I very much appreciate your work. I felt a lot about you and the good things you've done. We'll still keep in touch with you. And I'm happy that even though you are stepping down, but you are not stepping out, which is good. So continue to be part of the group. And then I pray for long life. I pray for goodness and mercy from the Lord on you and your family. And I'm also happy that your wife has supported you all this while. It's so, so good. We are so proud of her. And God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Julius.
Okay. Bia Olivetti, you're up. Michaela, get ready to accept to be unmute. B, you're up, darling.
Joe, your wife moved me to tears, as some other people have here. It was a pleasure to serve the years that I did as your secretary. Never an ill felt word from Joe. Joe was always there for me. There are no words to adequately express my gratitude. I love you. I look forward to continuing our friendship, and I thank you for your years of leadership and for your mentorship. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. I want you to continue your leadership and mentorship to other people. And I know you are with some of our new Spanish members, too. So I thank you for that.
Michaela, you're up.
Hi, Joe. Hi,
Michaela. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
I just wanted to say thank you for your leadership, your friendship, everything that you've done for me. I'm who I am today because of you and because of the NFB, particularly the New Jersey.
Super. What I did was I gave you the seed, and we planted the seed, and you blossomed into the person who you are. Give yourself some credit, too. All I did was plant the seed, watered you with philosophy and history, and you blossomed, and you continue to blossom. Good for you. Michaela, friend of mine forever. Thank you.
Okay, last four digits, 1031. Ken Lawrence, accept the request to unmute. Dean McLaughlin, and you're up also. I see that you accepted it. 1031, you're up.
Hi, Joe. This is Pam Hayes. I just want to thank you for all your hard work and dedication for all these years. And I wanted to say congratulations and enjoy your semi-retirement.
Thank you, Pam. I'll see you on the next book club, I'm sure.
Sorry. I thought she was done, Joe. There's so many people with
I know. That's fine.
Ken Lawrence, you're up, followed by Dean McLaughlin. Leah Stone, get ready. I'm unmuting you next.
Okay. I just wanted to say, Joe, you know, I went to, unlike you, I was taught that NFB was a bunch of radicals. But unlike you, I was taught it in an environment that naively and rather arrogantly thought they were more progressive in the 1970s. In schools for the blind that I think, I know one of them was, maybe both of them, were NAC agencies. And those of
Ken,
you-
Ken, I don't mean to interrupt you, but can you just give your well wishes to Joe? We have many people waiting.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that In the time when I joined the organization in 2002, it was not, what did I learn? It was basically a reaffirmation of what I believed in. And I want to say, Joe, I'm very honored to have served under your leadership and looking forward to the continued leadership of Linda. And I want to say that I will certainly continue to do my best as long as I'm in this organization, too.
Thank you, Ken.
I can.
Thank you, buddy.
Dean McLaughlin, you're up.
Hi, Joe. Thank you.
Hi, Dean. Hi.
Thank you for everything.
Well, my pleasure, Dean. My pleasure.
Thank you, that you're coming.
Thank you. You got it made. No problem.
Okay. The next one up is Leah Stone. Get ready. Extension 4845, followed by Clarissa Knight. Leah, you got the floor.
Thank you, Linda. Joe, I will keep it short because as your boss, I can talk to you whenever I want. thank you for all of your hard work. Thank you for your support and believing in me, continuing to develop me as a leader. It has meant more than I could find the words to say. I am glad that you're still going to be around. And I think we're going to lift the cap on how many students you can take going forward.
There you go.
No,
congratulations, Leah, on your election to the board. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think I said 4884. I can't remember. I know 4845.
That's me.
Go ahead.
That's me, Linda. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Who's that?
It's Jocelyn. It's
yes,
Jocelyn,
ma'am.
Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Jocelyn Santiago. I'm sorry. We got cut off earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you for everything. And, you know, that talk we had at the bus, remember that?
I remember.
It inspired me and gave me courage to move on to this way of living. Being blind, I was so nearly blind then, and you really gave me the courage and to be what I am and what I am now. And it's your, I got it from your, I'm being inspired by you and the rest of the members. And I truly believe that life is a journey, and you held my hand in that journey. Thank you so much, Joe, for everything.
You got it, my dear. You got it. And
the next one up is Misty Hagen.
Look how much you've given back. That's great. Misty Hagen.
Hi, Joe. I wanted to thank you for all that you have done. When I first came to the here to the state of New Jersey, and I had talked to you about joining the NFB and everything, and then when it was my turn to go to the convention, and I met Rebecca, and at the time her last name was Irvin, and she had asked me about helping her with a devotional. I loved it, and I remember when you had asked for me and her to come up to the podium, and you were going to have her do the prayer and I was going to sing, but we couldn't find her. And you said, Misty, you're going to do the devotion. And I went, are you for real? And I looked back at Rick Fox, and he looked at me, and he knew that I was embarrassed. And you said that I was very sensitive, which I consider that I am. But in between all of that, learning how to overcome that, I wanted to let you know that I did start a home line dance here on FaceTime, and I'm now trying to become a certified instructor for the line dance for the blind and visually impaired. Thank you.
Super, super, super. Thank you, Misty. And being sensitive is a good quality. It's a good quality. Who we have next?
We have, I'm not sure if this person spoke before because I had to lower all of the hands.
Yeah.
Is 2707. And then
Janet Jones. Janet Jones.
Hey,
Janet Jackson Jones. Uh-huh. Hey, my friend, my mentor, my inspiration, my encourager. Thanks for the great, 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 great memories. You're a wonderful, wonderful, loving, sharing, caring person. And great that you're stepping down, but not out. Wish you many, many, many more years. Be blessed, my friend.
I remember going down to Atlantic City. We had a picket for Anthony Lanzalotti. It was a cold, cold day. And we went down there, and I said to the group, I said, look, the reporter wants to have one of us volunteer to be arrested so he can write a report. So I said to the reporter, Janet Jones has volunteered. You go, what? I didn't volunteer to be arrested. One of my jokes. Who's up next?
So, Joe, I'm going to let the co-host have a chance to speak because they cannot raise their hand. So I'm going to go down the line as far as I see them on this list. And Ellen, well, it's Michael first. Michael, would you like to say something?
Linda, Michael, look out for a phone number. I don't know if he's calling in. My son from California is trying to get on.
Okay, no problem. Michael, would you like to say something?
Oh, me, Michael.
Yeah, well, you, Michael.
Yeah, I just met Joe Monday night, and I still like the guy. But, Joe, I've just been impressed just your demeanor. I've met a lot of different presidents, and I had the honor to work with you, and I'm honored to be here at this special event and see all the respect that you earned over the years. And I'm just honored to know you, my friend.
We're honored to have you and the rest of the crew doing this administrative stuff. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much, Joe. So, Joe, we're going to let Ellen go, but can you tell me the number again so I can try and search for him? And
yeah, I don't know if he's calling in on his phone or what. 510 is the area code.
No problem.
Last four digits is 9234.
Okay. Ellen followed by Janie.
Ellen.
She's muted. No, there you go, Ellen. Joe, he's not on the phone. I don't see that number.
Can you text Judy real quick and find out what he's doing?
I'll try, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, so here it is.
Ellen Chong on Jamie, here too, Joe.
Hold on a second, guys. Yes, Ellen, Jamie, followed by Mary Jo, and then Anne-Marie is on Cooks. And then, Janie, if you could take over on who else is on the call, all right? Well, I go do what Joe wants me to do.
Thank you. Ellen's up. Wait, she's had a hard time.
Ellen, are you there, honey? Curtis Chang is on this call.
Okay, well, whatever. Just pick somebody and we'll move it.
Well, Mary Jo.
She's
muted right now. So the one that's not unmuted is Anne-Marie.
Ellen's unmuted.
There you go, Ellen.
Okay, all right. Joe, I've just wanted to thank you for all that you've done for me. You welcomed me into the NFBNJ, and I've learned so much from you. And you are so insightful and so inspiring and just... I appreciate all that you've done for the Federation. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I couldn't do it without you. I'll tell you that right now. Very good. Thank you.
Mary Jo Pardick is next. All right, guys. Lucas is crying in the background. Janie, you're up. And then we can go to Mary Jo. Mary Jo, unmute yourself. And Anne-Marie.
Okay.
Just so you know, Geraldine is calling Judy.
Okay.
I'm going to mute.
Okay, I just want to let you know that I've known Joe the longest, I think. That's one thing I can say. And I can also say that you're a very wonderful person, and not only that, a wonderful big brother. You've always had my back, unless we talk politics, which never gets us into good spaces, and we've learned that, haven't we? But we've learned to get through that, too. I thank you for being my mentor, my friend, and my brother. I think you're awesome.
You,
I always have. And I love you to the fullest, to the moon and back, as they say. You're awesome.
Thank you very much, Janet. The same for me to you and your family. Your family's been phenomenal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Mary Jo's next.
Yes, she is.
I'm here. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done for me. You gave me the chance 20 years ago to start a chapter, not having had any experience, I think, based on Jerry Marino's influence. And I have to thank you. And last year, I called you one time because I said, I think I need to just stop doing this. And you also talked me into not stopping to do it. But I really am going to miss talking to you, but I'm sure we'll be talking a lot anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the most important job as a president is to find your next president. Find that next leader and groom them. That's the most important part. I remember Dr. Mara said that to me one day. Joe, what's the most important job as a president? I said, to find my replacement. He goes, are you looking? I said, yes. He goes, I am too. Very important. Thank you, Mary Jo. Yes. Just so you know, you're at the virtual head table tonight. You and Stan at the virtual head table.
Wow.
Okay. Hey.
Well, wait till you see the announcement of the head table. Like 9,000.
Okay, yeah, so right we on. Have Anne-Marie next, and I'm still waiting for your son to connect, and then Clarissa Knight raised her hand, and Joe, we're looking at 5:32.
He said, okay. Hey, Joe, it's Anne-Marie. I'll
yes, Anne-Marie.
Thank you always for being a man full of love and full of fun, and we'll still be working together, so... This is
absolutely
just a transition to another place. And, you know, I still think that movies of your family with all your siblings at the Thanksgiving table are still going to be worth big money. I'm just jealous that you have such a fun family. Aww. I wish I had been born into your family.
No, you don't really. We just tell you the good stuff.
But thank you.
So, Michael,
thank you for helping all of us find our place in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank
okay
you.
So before we go to Miss Knight, Michael, can you try to find his son? I'm having...
He's trying to get in now. He's on the road. He's pulling over to get on.
Okay, so Michael, if you could keep looking for him. Joe, can you give Michael the number again, please?
Yeah, I guess he's going to go on his phone, I guess. 510, last four digits is 9234. I think that's it. Is 9-2.
Thank you so much, Michael. Okay, so I've asked Clarissa Knight to unmute, and I'm waiting for her to do it. And 4768, I'm sending you a request to unmute.
All right. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good. I know Clarice since she was about 8 years old.
Yes, we go back. We go way back.
That's right.
yes, I just want to say congratulations. You have been great to me. I've known you since, I know you said since I was a young kid, but I really remember you the most when we were, when you were the leader of the LEAD program with the high school students. It was a lot of fun. And a lot of the places you took us to are very educational. And I love that you also got me the opportunity, which is part of the NFB opportunity, to do a summer job at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park.
That's right. That's
awesome. Yes. So I thank you for helping me get into opportunities and determination. Determination is really important for NFB advocating for myself. And I don't want to say, I don't want to say I'll miss you because you're still going to be around. You're not stepping out, but I think you'll be great to have around, even though you're not president anymore.
Absolutely. We're in the same chapter, so we'll be working together. We're going to work together to make a difference. Thank you, Clarice. Who's up next?
Okay, so I'm still waiting for 4768 to unmute themselves, and I'm not sure if Michael was able to find your son yet, so we can just wait a minute for that.
No, 510 yet.
No, 510. Okay, so 4768. Now's your chance because you're last in the batting order and it's getting late. As Carol Burnett said, I'm so glad we had this time together, but it's time to go. We got to get ready for banquet.
Yep. Anybody else?
Nope. So if we could search for Joe's son one more time.
We'll just wait. You know what? If you can't get through, I'll have him call during the banquet. He can make a comment then, I guess. It's fine.
Yes, if you could have Judy text me his number, then I'll be on the lookout for you, Joe.
Yep, we'll do that. Whatever. So, all right. Thank you, everyone. Get ready for the banquet. It's 5:30 now. 6:30 starts some great music. 7 o'clock starts the banquet, and we have table assignments tonight. So listen carefully where you'll be sitting.
Awesome.
Hey, what's he talking about? You know, anyway, thank you, guys.
Joe, he's still trying.
Still trying to get on? All right, we'll wait 2 more minutes, and then he could try doing the banquet.
So I just want to say the banquet starts at 7, but join in at 6:30 p.m. as we play a musical tribute to our First Lady, my sister wife, Judy Ruffalo.
Very good.
We'll wait 2 minutes, and if he can't get on now, you can text him, Judy, when he can call in. He just can't, you know, because we'll be doing some stuff, so.
So, Judy, what you could do, Judy, if you could text me his number so I can be on the lookout for him, and when there's a good break, then I could just announce it. Michael, could you give it another try, the good old college try? And Michael, you've been phenomenal.
Yeah, I've been looking here. Got my cursor right where the numbers are in sequential, and there's no 510.
Right, there's no 510. I don't see it.
All right, he's probably on the road. He can't pull over yet. So, all right, so let's bag it, and we'll see you at 6:30 for music, 7 o'clock for the banquet, and I appreciate everybody's efforts. You guys have been great. Took a lot of pressure off of Linda, who likes pressure. You know, so by Queen, under pressure? Well, it's really called high blood pressure.
No.
All right.
I thank Michael for being with me the whole afternoon. Thanks, Michael.
Joe, this is Father Max.
Father Max, just